Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the DVJN, Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 90 million listeners? We're being heard in Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, China. Oh, my God, Africa, New Mexico, the Virgin Isles, Jerusalem. Oh, my Lord, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and present to you the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen such a time as this to lead the world in his 2 billion praise nightly right here on the Blog Talk Radio. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. I couldn't tell you how God is an ultra awesome God, above awesome. Oh, my God. We want to thank him for what he's done all day long on the prayer line. And now we're trying to get him 2 billion praises on this blog line tonight. You can be a part of it. Just determining in your mind that you're going to take 20 minutes to help thank God 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Do you need a miracle? You can get a miracle by thanking God 1,000 times. It's so simple, so easy. Yeah, it only takes about 15 to 20 minutes. I always say 20 minutes. Just make sure we got it all in there. But you really can thank him 1,000 times in 15 minutes. If you give him praise like that, what do you think he's going to do for you? Let me challenge you to make your request known unto him. And then faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's why I have you make your request unto God, whatever you need, whether it's financial, whether it's physical, healing your body, or whatever it is. And then don't wait till the battle is over to thank him and to shout praises unto him. Praise him and thank him like he's already done. See, that's faith. You don't wait to the doctor tell you, you ain't got it no more. Then you start, oh, praise God. No. Anybody can shout then. But faith is believing God before you even see what man has done, what God has done, and man has verified. That's what I'm trying to say. What God has done, and man verifies you. You shout before you know man trying to verify anything. Man don't know nothing except what God does. And so we shout in advance. That's what I'm trying to say. In advance for what the Lord is going to do and for what we know he's doing. God bless you. I want to pray while I'm praying. In fact, while I do this, before I pray, why don't you make known unto the Lord what you desire of him. Just properly make your request known unto him. I don't need to know it. Nobody else needs to know it. Only God. And when you get through, I'm going to pray. And then we're going to go to thanking God 1,000 times. Somebody says, well, I don't quite understand what this blog line is about. It's very, very, very simple. We have one platform, and that is to thank God 1,000 times. Why? Because he deserves the praise. And for centuries and even eras, people have gone to God with a give me, Lord, I want this, I want that, give me approach, like he's some big Santa Claus. And they have never given him the proper praise. Every little thing he does, every big thing he does, he needs to be praised for. Why do you think he has four beasts around the throne, bowing day and night, saying, holy, Holy is a form of praise. It means, God, nobody can live like you. Nobody is like you. You are holy. You are righteous. And it's a form of praising him and lifting him up. So he created, according to Psalms 102, I believe, he created us to praise him. That's why he created us. That's why we do it. He created us to praise him. And if you got 20 minutes, I didn't ask you for 24 hours. I ask you for 20 minutes out of your schedule to thank God 1,000 times. Who will lead it in your city? Who will lead it at your church? Who will lead it in that board? Who will lead it with the young people? Who will lead it with the adults? Who will lead it in your area? If you do, you'll position yourself to receive awesome, ultra awesome blessings. All right, make your request known unto him right now. God bless you. Heavenly Father, you see, you know, you heard the request of the people. I'm asking you to bring it to pass. God, you know that we love these people, but you love them more. And I'm asking you to bless them bountifully. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless that home. Bless that son, that daughter. Bless their labor in the name of Jesus. Bless the someone they have who is incarcerated. Bless those, Lord, who are going through storm. And God, people on the line who need a financial blessing, bless them. Send checks that they don't even know about. God, if we help them. In the name of Jesus, I sincerely ask you to do these things from my heart. God, heal their body. Heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. Raise them up. Let them have a miracle healing report in the name of Jesus. And you said to me miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Let it come, let it come, let it come. In Jesus' name we pray. And now I invite all the people who have their lines open, only a few of you who have open lines, but we invite you to help us praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes,
let's thank him 1,000 times.
Thank you, in England. Thank you.
All in Spain, everywhere.
Thank you.
All in Afghanistan, Brazil.
Thank you, Jesus.
In every city, everywhere.
Thank you, Lord. 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 If we had 10,000 of them, God, we couldn't thank you enough, God, because Thank you. Thank you. You're doing it for the glory now. I just said, "Can I go shut down? You glory, God.
God bless you.
You get the glory, Lord.
And we're going to ask you to pray the prayer. Your promise prayer time, amen. God bless you. God bless you. I bless all of you on the presence. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, all of you. And all of you, if you would remember Mother Johnson in your prayers, amen. God bless all of you. We're out of time. Don't stop the prayer. Here, you can take it to your private prayer time. And we are with one card. I want to ask those, give my address if you want it. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. 66225. Amen. Overland Park, Kansas. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. I want to thank all of you for sending gifts. I appreciate it more than I can express in words. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow night. Thank Sister Thelma Rush, who helps us on Monday night, and I heard many others who helped us. Thank you so very much. Had some people to call me and prophesy over me and prophesy over our life and our ministry. And they said that God was going to multiply our ministry at least 10 times or over, 10 times more or over. I believe it. I believe that. I receive that.
Amen.
The prophecy, you got to believe it and receive it. I believe it, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. Keep us in your prayers. Amen. Mother Johnson is doing better. Yeah, she's eating better and being better. And a good report for you. Amen. Oh, my God, the Lord is blessing in what I call a multitudinous way. Amen.
Thank you,
God. Yesterday, I was there getting up to the restroom. We helped her, but she walked to the restroom. Amen. It was so good. Amen. So wonderful. Thank God. And we want to thank you for prayer. This blog line is changing the world. I'll say it boldly. This blog line is changing the world.
Yes.
When you hear people going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, it's coming from this blog line. Yeah, it's coming from this blog line. People walked to the mall the other day. Who had the game? Was that you, Ambassador Hagen? You said you were walking through the mall and heard people going, thank you, thank you, thank you. Are you there?
Amen. Yes, sir. God bless.
They were walking through the mall. Give us a testimony.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They was in the mall and they were walking in the mall and they were saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I went to another place of business and there were some others there. And after their breath, they were saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I heard a preacher that was doing his ministry on broadcasting, and he was saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought, oh, Lord, it's catching on. Yes, sir.
Let me just say to you, this is helping the world. It's catching on all the world. The Lord gave it to me, and when he gave it to me, I began to be reminded of the old church. I believe God is taking us back to the old church. Amen. Did you hear the prayers going up tonight and the thank you and the prayer going up tonight? It simply reminded me, I was a little boy, but I remember the old church. They'd all be praying like that. They didn't care about folks, what they saying about us. No, they didn't care. And even though some people wouldn't understand what they were saying, it was an individual thing. They were praying to God for themselves, and they were praying with one accord. God knew everything they were asking, and God received all the praise. That's the way it sounded tonight, like the old church. And they weren't just saying one thing. They were saying different things. See, there was foundation under it. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Some saying that. Some saying, praise your holy name. Some saying, hallelujah. I'm saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It was just a conglomeration of praise everywhere. And we're getting back there, folks. And I'm going to tell you again and again, God showed me and prophesied to me. And I saw it in a vision as he showed it to me, that one day this prayer line, this black line, will be leading praise under God all over the world, like the world has never seen. God's going to give me a time one day. It's not now, as I know of, but he's going to tell me to make a clarion cry all over the world. Others perhaps will try to make a clarion cry because they got it from us, got it from here. I don't mean that boastfully, but I do recognize what God has given to us when we hear it. And you ought to recognize what God has given to you when you hear it.
Yeah.
And one day we'll make a clarion cry to the world, and they're going to come all over the world. God's got to set it up first. He's set it up. And you're not on this log line just for naught. You're on here for a reason. There's some I've tried to get to come on here. God told me, don't worry about them no more. I'm going to leave them alone. And there are others who have just volunteered to want to give God a thousand thank you. Those are the ones that God is saying, push them, push them. Because he doesn't want anybody to be begged to thank him a thousand times. Now, God said, leave him alone. I'm going to do exactly that. Amen. And those who God has called to be a part of this block line to give him a thousand thank yous, I want you to know that you have been specifically chosen in the name of Jesus. Yeah, God chose you. And he chose you for a specific purpose, and that is to help him accomplish his purpose. You'll see it come to pass. One day there will be a clearing call going out, and people will come and they'll fill stadiums. It won't be because of nobody's big name. No, it's not going to be that way. God's going to set this thing up where his name is going to be. He'll be prepared like this. But I'm from a promotion background because I've done concerts all over the world. And I know what it takes to pack out auditoriums because God did it already. And I know that he'll make a name hot. God said, this time, we know his name, Jesus. We know it. But let's be honest. The name of Jesus is not hot. I'm going to say it again. The name of Jesus is not hot. If it were hot, then you could say, come to the auditorium and Jesus is going to be there. And they come from everywhere, packing out the auditorium. But no, man's name, some men's name and women's names are hot now. And they'll say it's for the glory of God, yes. But their names are hot. But you watch what I'm telling you. Watch what I'm telling you. One day, God's going to turn that thing around and something's going to happen and it's going to make the name of Jesus hot again. Let me tell you when his name was hot so you won't misunderstand me. His name was hot at the cross. Jesus died. They were screaming, oh, Jesus! And you put the name of Jesus out, and the name of Jesus would pack auditoriums. The name of Jesus packed the field out. Yeah, 5,000 in the field just alone. And not only that, the name of Jesus, they just put his name out, and people would come from everywhere, because his name was hot. And as a promoter and whatever, I've learned to understand that his name needs to be hot. Now, why is his name not hot? I hope you don't miss this. This is something from the Holy Ghost. Why is his name not hot? Because man has promoted their names. You know, they promoted their books. They promoted this. Right. They promoted that. Uh-huh. And so when you call their name now, then they can pack it out here and pack it out there. When God, I'm going on a fast and ask him, how do we make his name hot? He knows how to make his name hot, as men would run just because of the name of Jesus. Hope y'all don't misunderstand me. I'm talking from a promotional standpoint. But only Jesus knows how to do that, to make him the center of attraction rather than man the center. And he's going to do it. All I need is one person to agree with that. I said he's going to do it.
Yes.
And when the people when Jesus fixes that thing and the clarion cry goes out, then we're going to cry, come, come, come. And they're going to come from all over the world because of the name of Jesus. Oh,
yes.
Amen.
God.
Yes.
And
yes.
You never
yes.
seen, I'm telling you, y'all have never experienced praise like these people are going to, when they come. You never experienced praise like they're going to praise God. I saw it in the vision. It was above that they do for men when they run a touchdown. And that's showing you what I'm talking about is true, that you got football players, their names are hot. You got basketball players, their names are hot. Amen. But God, when he fixes this thing, when the clarion call goes out and we say, come to Jesus, they're going to come from all parts of the world, Russia, India, Spain, America, all over America, Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Kansas, Alabama, Arkansas, New York, California, everywhere they can come. I'm telling you, it's going to come to pass. Write it down and see it come to pass. Write it down.
Amen.
Remind me when it comes to me, because it's coming to pass. Yes, it is going to come to pass. And oh, my God, oh, my God. You can't imagine. Worse than the Super Bowl, they're going to be praising God. Worse than the World Series, they're going to be praising God. Because I'm going to tell them, if you can give a praise and people all over the world can praise somebody for running a touchdown with pigskin. Jesus ran a touchdown 2,000 years ago and the world has never forgotten it. They're going to give God praise worse than they do than any football player, worse than they do, greater than they do. That's what I'm trying to say, than any basketball player or soccer player. They're going to give God praise for Jesus. Oh, my God. That day is going to come, folks. It's going to come. They're going to go crazy about Jesus. They're going to be shouting everywhere, praising his holy name, and thanking him more than 1,000 times. This night, over 2 billion praises went up to the Lord. They came from India, Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, all over the Ukraine, everywhere, Jordan, they came. And so when God gets through with this thing, you will see it. He brought you to this line. It was not the devil. He brought you to it for a purpose. Amen. I hope you bring others to it. We're creating a massive prayer army. People who are praying together, who are thanking God together. A massive prayer army. Bring them to the line, people that you know believe in prayer. And bring the praisers to the prayer line, to this block line. Bring the prayer warriors to this block line. I want to challenge people all over the world. Bring them to the prayer line. And we started with 3 people. Now we're over 90 million. Do you think God is working this thing out, or do you think it's the devil? The devil don't want us to thank God. He doesn't want us to. He doesn't want to ever hear praise like we just gave him a while ago to God. He doesn't want to hear that. He will shut it. No, he won't shut it down, but he will do everything he can to shut his ears because he doesn't want to hear that. He's jealous of God, a jealous thing. But bring the prayer warriors and the praises from everywhere to the prayer line. There's a block line. And the prayer line, let me give you that number. We have it every morning at 6 a.m. Oh, my God. And that's an anointed line. Let me give it to you. Dial this number if you want to get on there. 6 a.m. Central. You might be in the East Coast. That's 7 a.m. for you. You might be Mountain Time, like in Colorado. That's 5 a.m. And in California, it's 4 a.m. And believe me, we have people from California on the line. But now, here's the number. Dial 712-775-7085. Yeah, and the code is 936-005. The code is 936-005. I'm mindful of you. Here's the number again. 712. That's those 3 numbers. 712. Then the follow that by 775-7085. And the code is 936-005. Okay. God bless you. These things that I told you, write them down, and if he doesn't, God do them. God bless you. We love you, and we praise God for you. This has been a great night, and we'll be back on tomorrow night. Thank God for Sister Thelma Rush, who helped us in the background tonight. And on tomorrow night, we're asking Mother Willie Johnson, and she would be standing by to help us. And anybody else want to help us tomorrow night, just say your name. You want to help us just all you got to do is just start praising with us and help us lead the praise. Anybody? All right. God bless you. God told me just don't beg nobody for him. He gave him health, strength, did everything for him. Just move on. God bless you. So we'll be back tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday night, Ambassador Dr. Hagen and Prophetess Betty Baker and Prophetess Vanessa Williams, I believe, will help us on Wednesday night. On Thursday night, Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer is helping us. Anyone else want to help us? Let us know. Friday night, I normally host Friday night. Amen. And I certainly need help on that night because I don't desire to have the whole hosting. And want somebody else, let me know if you want to help us on Friday night. And Saturday, Ambassador-elect Benita Frierson and Mother Woods and Sister Gwen help us on Saturday night. And then back Sunday night again, the Chief Ambassador and Dr. Vanilla Johnson. I don't wish to have all the hosting. If you'd like to help me, then let me know. God bless you. Amen. No matter what you're going through, yeah, I got a feeling it's going to be all right. Amen. It's going to bless you. God's going to bless you. It's going to help you. Amen. It's going to work out all right. No matter what it is, just remember God's going to bring you out all right. Have a wonderful night. Wonderful night. Bless you. Those who waited on the final blessing, oh God, have mercy, Lord, in a special, ultra awesome way on those people waiting for the final blessing. Bless them, Lord. Help them. See them through the storm. In the name of Jesus. We love you and we thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing. Oh, bless them, Lord. Bless. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I thank you for what you're doing. Now, Lord, bless their family, bless their home, bless them with great health, and bless them with great strength. And I'm praying a great financial blessing upon them. Shake the chuck tree and send checks to them that they don't even know anything about. And they have to know it must be God, must have been God. God did it. God did it for you. God did it. Lord, it will bring a sure sign that you've heard this prayer. And everything I ask you, that you observe well. And that you bring it to pass. Because I'm your son. And I honor you in everything I try my best to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.